This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What is up, everybody? And welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. Ladies and gentlemen, grazie mille per esservi uniti a me e il podcast oggi. Sono molto contento. Abbiamo una nuova settimana. I mean, today is Monday. It's February 5th. And in today's one big thing, we're going to be talking about an event from February 5th. But before we get to that, let's begin with today's translation challenge. Today's sentence is, mi ricorderò per sempre quel giorno perché mi sono successe molte cose. Let me say that one more time. Mi ricorderò per sempre quel giorno perché mi sono successe molte cose. Do you think you can translate this sentence from Italian to English? I believe in you. I'm sure you can. And at the end of today's episode, we are going to learn how to say that in English. And now let's transition over to today's one big thing. I remember last year, in 2023, Italy unfortunately suffered a few natural disasters, specifically the flooding. I believe it was mainly in the Emilia-Romagna region. And I was researching a little bit for today's episode, and I found out that exactly 241 years ago, there was a really big earthquake in Calabria. Today is February 5th, and on February 5th, 1783, a series of earthquakes began. The first of five, was on February 5th. Now, at the time, Italy as a political country did not even exist. So it was actually the Kingdom of Naples. Remember, we're talking about 1783. And on February 5th of that year, there was an earthquake with an estimated magnitude of 7.0. In other words, it was a very strong earthquake. It banged through the southern peninsula of Italy, and it shook the entire island of Sicily. As you would expect, many villages were damaged, and they're estimating roughly 180 villages were completely destroyed. And for the death count, approximately 25,000 people passed away that day. For those of you who don't know, oftentimes, after an earthquake, there's also a tsunami, and this earthquake was no exception to that. After the earthquake, there was also a big tsunami. Of course, Italy is a very historical country with classic traditions and monuments and so much history, and there was a medieval Duomo near Messina, and that Duomo was badly damaged. And there's one specific town I'd like to mention. It's called Oppido Mamertina. Kind of a difficult name for a random American to pronounce, but it's near Reggio Calabria, of course, in Calabria. And on February 5th, 1783, the earthquake completely destroyed that town. But here we are 241 years later, and that town still does exist. The population is about 5,000 people. I doubt anyone from that town is listening to my podcast today. But if you are, hello, and 241 years ago, there was an earthquake in your town. So anyway, the earthquakes continued. That was only the first one. There was another big earthquake of magnitude 6.2. The very next day. The day after that, on February 7th, there was another, the third earthquake. And then in the following months, on March 1st and March 28th of the same year, 1783, there were two final earthquakes. Needless to say, it was a disastrous period in southern Italy at the time, and they estimate that around 40,000 people lost their lives. Rest in peace. Who knows, maybe one of my listeners is an ancestor of those people. But I wanted to talk about this topic today because it is the anniversary, and when I do research for my episodes, if I find an interesting topic on the anniversary, I like to talk about it. So that was 1783, and that transitions me perfectly into today's question of the day. Today's question of the day is, what was a very important year in your life? And there's really one specific year of my life that stands out to me. So I'm going to choose that year. I'm talking about 2013, 11 years ago. That year stands out to me because 11 years ago was the first time I traveled. Actually, I should say I had traveled before 2013, but the vacations I had gone on were cruises in the Caribbean islands or a family vacation to Mexico, which, by the way, that is a very common vacation for American people. Many Americans take their vacations in Mexico. You go to Mexico for a week and you come back home. The problem is, if you do that, you don't necessarily expose yourself to new culture and new people and new language. It's kind of like an American bubble in Mexico. So I was kind of ignorant to a certain extent. I was never that ignorant because I was always interested in traveling and discovering more about the world. But in 2013, I came to Italy for the first time, and it was in January, so more than 11 years ago. And that experience, as you could imagine, had a massive impact on my life. And just to help you understand, I was originally supposed to stay in Rome for about 4 months for one semester of my university time. At the end of the 4 months, I decided I'm really enjoying this. I've been studying for these 4 months. Maybe instead of going directly back home, I can extend my trip a little bit longer. I've made friends. I'm starting to understand Italy more and more. My Italian is getting better and better. Why not stay here for a couple more months during the summer? I'm not missing school. It's summer, so I might as well stay. So instead of staying for 4 months, I ended up staying 6 months. And those 6 months were kind of the beginning of my connection to Italy. As you guys know now, Italy has a big part of my life, and the very beginning was 2013. So I think that was one of the most important years of my life, even for other reasons too. For example, I was in my second year as a student at college. So when you're 19 years old, your life is always changing. You're no longer a little boy living with mom and dad. I was starting to become an adult. I was living on my own for the first time. I took a huge adventure going to Italy, and I even succeeded, and I liked it, and I stayed longer than I was supposed to stay. So my curiosity was extremely high. I really enjoyed exploring Italy. In those 6 months, I traveled around Italy a little bit. I went to Venice. My father came and visited me, and he and I went to different cities throughout Italy. So I just think maybe if I thought about it more, I would come up with a different year. But in general, I think 2013 was one of the most important years in my life for those reasons. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Before we do that, I just wanted to remind you guys that I am a real teacher and I do have an English school online. It's called Bringlaze Academy. If you're interested in that, there is a free trial period. You can try my school for free for a week. So if you don't know the answer to the translation challenge, my school is a good place to get started. You can start practicing English with me and many other students there. And now, let's translate. Mi ricorderò per sempre quel giorno, perché mi sono successe molte cose. How would you say this sentence in English? One more time. Mi ricorderò per sempre quel giorno, perché mi sono successe molte cose. So in English, to say that sentence, I would say, I'll always remember that day because many things happened to me. Of course, we have a future tense, and instead of saying I will, ho usato I'll. I'll always remember quel giorno, that day. Because mi sono successe molte cose, many things happened to me. È sempre simple past perché parliamo di quel giorno nel passato. Dobbiamo comunque mettere il soggetto molte cose prima del verbo succedere, quindi many things happened to me. L'ultima cosa che sicuramente avete notato, il verbo to happen, succedere, se vuoi mettere un oggetto, usate la preposizione to. Happened to me. Detto normalmente, I'll always remember that day because many things happened to me. And that is today's translation challenge. So, I have one quick announcement. On Friday, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to make a faster type of episode. Not that the episode will be shorter in length, but I'm going to speak just a little bit more naturally. That's not to say that when I record the normal episodes, I'm not speaking naturally, but maybe I'm just speaking a little bit more clearly and a little bit more slowly than I normally would. So on Friday, we're going to have our first advanced episode of Bringlaze Daily. So I'm looking forward to that. And thank you guys so much for listening one more time. I would kindly ask you to join me one more time in 24 hours for Tuesday's episode, February 6th. So enjoy the rest of your Monday, and I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Thanks again. Peace.